Okay, today I'm in the Duke's Head Hotel in King's Lynn, and we're saying hello once again to rock photographer Nick Elliott.
Hi John, good to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, good to see you too. And how's life been since we last spoke?
Busy. Very busy. Bit of a Prozac gig, really. taking drugs for it,
really?
You know. You know, to keep you awake and all that kind of stuff. Seriously, very busy. Very busy. I mean, lots been going on. I can't really remember when we actually caught up last. Forgive me for saying
I think that was about 6 months ago, something like that.
Is it really that long?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
God, time flies when they're having fun.
Yeah, it does.
So they say.
So, if you can remember, what's been most memorable over the last few months?
Well, if it's been that long, 6 months, there's been so much going on. I've actually signed a new agent that's looking after all my stuff over in the US and Canada. I've opened up the kind of fine art side of things a lot more. And I've got a lovely lady who's now my fine art agent,
right,
in Northern Europe, looking after all the stuff over there, all the fine art and the limited editions. And I've signed a new contract with agent and celebrity media agency here in the UK that's looking after all my stuff in the UK.
Sounds like there's loads going on then with you.
Yeah, it's been really, really busy. I mean, there's an awful lot, as I know when we caught up before, you know, we kind of spoke about it. There's a lot of things that go on because it's quite a big project that I'm all about. It's as much as anything a brand. Nick Elliott Rock Photography is really a brand with the fine art and all that kind of stuff. And the promo tour on the back of all the things that have been going on over the past 18 months has been an extensive gig in itself. Catching up with you, time one, catching up with you, time two now, and I've done probably about, since we saw each other, probably about 7 or 8 interviews, since radio interviews and various different things since then. I'm working on a lot of new projects as well. I've got a lot of big shows coming up, as in the fine art, the limited editions this year. A really nice one that's I'm quite pleased to be invited to get involved in, which is the Raw exhibition in the south of France that takes place the end of May. And that's, basically I'm joined by 5 other guys, and it's builders, 6 of the world's greatest and best rock photographers.
Right.
So me and
that
5
includes
other,
you, does it?
It does include me. Cue laugh there. It does. I'm number 1 or number 6, whichever way you wanna look at it. So me and 5 other guys are going to trip along and have a bit of the old south of France.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Can't whack it, man.
I think you've answered most of the questions so far.
Okay, good to be here then, John. See you again soon.
But you've got some new books in production, I think.
Yes, I have. These things are not actually strictly in production as it stands now. They're in the early stages. But I've started to work on my first rock book, which will be the first of a trilogy. Which we're hoping to get out within the next 12-18 months. They should have been out before now, really, but because of commitments on other things, it's been incredibly busy, and these things take a lot of time to sit down and go through the images, you know, to put the copy together and all that kind of stuff, get involved in the design, because I'm always very hands-on with these things. You know, nothing goes through me that I don't stamp off. I'll have to see everything and oversee the guys doing the job in the first place. So it takes a long time, but that's hopefully we're looking at getting on to that within the next month or two. We've already started to shortlist the images and exactly the kind of content of what it's going to be, but these again will be, they'll all be limited editions. These will be coffee table books. And these will be, you know, collectibles at the kind of very high end of the rock art market. So that's what it will be.
And obviously they'll be available on your website.
They will, not on my website. There'll be a label available on Red Label Publishing's website, which is redlabelpublishing.com. I think, as we spoke before, that's the company that handle all my online sales and the fine art pieces. And they also then take care of all the books and the collectible stuff, the limited edition, and all the other bits and bobs that will be coming on. You know, it'll all go through Red Label.
So what's in the future for this year then? Have you got lots of festivals lined up?
It's going to be very busy, and we've got a lot of stuff. Like I said, the show in May. I've been asked to do a show on the Isle of Wight, which will run up to the 2 weeks leading up to the Isle of Wight Festival. Yeah. I've been asked to do some work at the Isle of Wight Festival this year, Bon Jovi and Stone Roses. So that's all looking pretty good. And I'm going to hook up with a couple of other guys that I've done work for in the past. The Blockheads are there, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, right.
I haven't seen the Blockheads for some time. Mm. And obviously on the back of the news about poor Wilco Johnson, you know, there's quite a lot to catch up on there. Mm. You know, so looking forward to the whole thing. Never done anything at the Isle of Wight Festival. Did go once years ago.
Yeah.
But I won't tell you when that was. But you know, great stuff, and it's a serious festival. It's on the circuit. It's up there as one of the biggest, worldwide biggest.
Right.
You know, so in the lineup, I think the Killers. Killers are the other headlining band.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. Paul Weller's doing some stuff, and you know, so that's quite a big project. If it actually comes off in respect to what we're going to do, I will definitely be there doing some stuff with various different bands.
Right.
But it could actually develop into something a lot bigger. But I'm a bit kind of sworn to secrecy as it stands now until they actually stamp it.
Yeah.
But I'll keep you up to date with what's going on there, man.
Right. Sounds like you've got a really busy year ahead then.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I say, that's outside. I'm doing some stuff with Johnny Marr on Monday night, which is, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Johnny Marr,
yeah.
Serious player. Seriously player. Seriously good player, should I say. So looking forward to that. But there's an awful lot of stuff going on.
Mm.
A lot of project stuff this year.
Yeah.
A lot of project stuff. A lot of books and various different things that I'm working on that hopefully will come to fruition, and those things will, really hit the kind of market this time next year.
Yeah.
It will be, you know, closer to the time, really.
Right. Well, it's been really lovely talking to you again.
And you, John. Good to see you. Yeah. And I've enjoyed the Coke and the Scotch and Coke.
Yeah.
And looking forward to a bit of cake.
I've enjoyed the wine.
I told you not to have the seventh wine.
Before we go, just give a mention of your website where people can find out more about you.
Well, the best place to go is check out www.nickelliott.info, which is my press office. Everything is on there. My press people do a really good job keeping everybody up to date with everything. All on there. There's a lot of radio interviews, and this interview with John will be on there in the next handful of weeks, so you'll be able to listen again.
Right.
Twitter, Facebook, all the usual stuff. Hit the Google, and I'm everywhere. And that's probably just the best way to catch up on everything, exception of going to redlabelpublishing.com, where you can have a look at the fine art and the stuff that's on there for sale. So take a look, check it out, and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Been good to catch up, John.
See you again soon, then.
You take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye.
Bye.